The Low Impact Lowdown, brought to you by CDP. RE100, the journey to 100% renewable, in partnership with CDP. RE100 is a collaborative project between the Climate Group, CDP, and We Mean Business, who have joined forces in order to assist big companies on their journey to 100. The biggest and brightest companies are embarking on their journey to 100% renewable. It is becoming an integral part of their business strategies, investing and developing a wide range of resources and systems, ensuring they won't be left short in a carbon-constrained future. In this report, we will look at how we can map the journey to 100, the approaches businesses can adopt whilst getting there, regions and their strengths, and outline several key aims of RE100 along the way. Mapping the journey. How will we get to 100? The first step on our journey is to decarbonise the power supply. The International Energy Agency suggests that in order to keep within the 2-degree global temperature rise scenario, 42% of electric energy must be generated by renewable sources by 2030. So where do we stand today? The uptake of renewables has increased steadily since 2011. According to a report by REN21, renewable energy accounted for over 22% of electrical generation in 2013. This trend shows no sign of slowing down, as companies are constantly unveiling bold new initiatives to aid them on their journey to 100. Whilst these data give a good overall view of the uptake of renewables, we have little understanding of the actual role big business will play in the future. Ultimately, influential companies with large energy usage, whose operations span multiple locations, will shape the future of the power market. They too must embark on their journey to 100. Recording power use from within the private sector has proven difficult. Overviews can be attained. However, understanding business demands for renewable energy can be hard to pinpoint. Power companies and governments aren't collating information on renewable energy uptake from within the private sector in a concise and comparable way. A report by Ceres showed that 14% of the Fortune 100 have specific renewable energy commitments. Though this figure is comparably low, it does indicate that some of the world's biggest and most influential businesses are reacting to rising energy prices and future carbon constraints. Approaches to securing renewable power. Sectors must assess the different strategies for implementing renewable energy. Ultimately, the choice lies between making a direct investment in renewable energy or choosing to work with a power provider in the form of a power purchasing agreement, otherwise known as a PPA. Indirect investment in renewable energy. For some companies, the installation of on-site renewable solutions can be impractical. In addition, companies that have many large operations in several time zones may find using a power provider simply makes financial sense. In the US, companies are partaking in PPAs with utility providers to start their journey to 100. In addition, these leading businesses have joined forces with the WWF US and the Corporate Renewable Energy Buyers Principles in order to raise awareness of the demand for renewable energy. RE100 intend to collaborate with such initiatives. In Europe, the renewable power industry is responding quickly to the demand for PPAs. E.ON have begun to provide competitive renewable energy tariffs, whilst Philips, J. Safra Saracen and Swiss Re all use PPAs as part of their journey to 100. Participating in a PPA takes away the risk of owning a renewable energy asset. However, it does mean the company can make no financial return on its energy output and would be exposed to price fluctuations. Direct investment in renewable technologies. In this dataset, the biggest energy users are making the largest investments in their own renewable technologies. There is a value associated to owning one's own power source. According to CDP's 2013 dataset, around 96% of companies are choosing to install their own energy solution rather than partake in PPAs. According to data used in this report, investment in renewable power technologies amounted to $9.8 billion. However, this is only a fraction of the total investment by companies. A key aim of RE100 is to increase transparency of renewable energy investment using the CDP disclosure cycle to achieve this aim. But what types of renewable energy are businesses falling for? Biomass boasts strong financial yields and drastic carbon emission reductions, especially for companies that require large amounts of heat and power. On-site waste, such as food, can be used as an energy source, creating a win-win process for many. Power generation from solar photovoltaic panels is going from strength to strength. It's proving to be a highly popular choice. In the US alone, uptake has risen by 40% since 2012. Brands like BT, H&M and IKEA all use solar PV as part of their 100% strategy, investing heavily in on-site resources. With the cost of solar PV beginning to tumble, this trend is set to continue. Many companies are choosing to place their solar panels in areas clearly visible to stakeholders and consumers, demonstrating a dedicated commitment to renewable energy. Large-scale wind programs can also make financial sense, and often are the choice of the utility sector. That said, IKEA and Mars both have plans for large-scale wind farms, underpinning their strategy for 100%. Regions and strengths. Different regions possess different strengths that determine the strategy choice when companies are planning their route to 100. CDP found that responding companies in India are investing in solar PV or solar thermal projects much more than other renewables, as they provide a greater financial gain in a continent favoured with regular sunshine. China, the world's biggest energy consumer, is beginning to make renewable energy a development priority. According to REN21's Global Status Report, China led global investment, spending $56.3 billion on wind, solar, and other renewable projects. China's push for renewables is supported by a host of government policies and regulations aimed at encouraging investment in renewable energy. The majority of this investment has been within the large-scale utilities market. However, 2014 saw the introduction of a new solar PV subsidy, which will pave the way for smaller companies to begin their road to 100%. This, coupled with the excellent solar resources in China, solar PV can offer an attractive return on investment. However, awareness of these opportunities is currently rather low. RE100 aim to increase visibility and demonstrate the advantages of going 100%. The companies featured in this report have made significant steps on their journey to 100. In order to reduce emissions globally, many more influential companies must match their renewable strategies. We have identified the direct and indirect pathways to achieving renewable energy status and the approaches businesses can take in doing so. We have recognised how different regions may possess different strengths and how these strengths can be harnessed. RE100 aim to raise awareness about financial benefits and the environmental advantages in completing the journey to 100% renewable. Over the next 5 years, the Climate Group and CDP, with the support and collaboration from others, aim to increase awareness of the business case for renewable power and encourage others to commit to the journey. By 2020, we aim to have 100 of the world's most influential businesses associated with RE100 and be committed to 100% renewable power. The Low Impact Lowdown, brought to you by CDP.